This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
John last saw the dragon making war with those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Now, John sees him standing on the sand of the seashore. The dragon seems to be there to welcome the two who are coming out of the sea and out of the earth. The first one comes out of the sea, and he has 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 diadems, and on his heads were blasphemous names. John further describes him as being like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. His power and great authority were given him by the dragon. John tells us that one of his heads looked as if it had been slain, but had been healed. This amazed the whole earth, and they followed after him. They worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to wage war with him?" His authority was given to him for 42 months, and during that time he spoke blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. It was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority over every tribe and tongue and nation was given to him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. These are the ones whose names have not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb. Then John is given an admonition to pass on to all who read this book. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He also reminds us that this all has been planned by God, because John tells us this: if anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword he must be killed. Here is the perseverance and the faith of the saints. John then sees another beast coming up out of the earth. This one has 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. This beast is given all the authority of the first beast, and he uses it to make the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the great signs he performs, and tells them to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. It also was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so the image would even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. There is one thing more this beast out of the earth, the one like a lamb, will do. He will cause all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and no one will be able to buy or to sell unless he has this mark. This mark is the name of the beast or the number of his name. John concludes this vision with these words: "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666. Those are the facts. Now let's look at a few of them a little closer. The beast out of the sea is described in a way that takes us back to the book of Daniel. This is one indication that Satan is an imitator. He wants to be as much like God as he can get. And the beast out of the sea is said to be like a lamb. How imitative is that? And then the mark of the beast is to be put on forehead or hand, which takes us back to the priests in the Old Testament, who wore their phylacteries on their foreheads and hands. The ways of God cannot be improved on, certainly not by Satan. All he can do is copy them and deceive many in the process. Remember that when the beast out of the sea first appeared, he was on a white horse, and he was given a bow and went out to conquer. At that time he conquered without war. Now, 3.5 years later, he does it by waging war. He is totally controlled by the dragon, who has been identified as Satan. And he has a helper, the beast out of the earth, the one with horns like a lamb. This one is totally controlled by the beast out of the sea. And they are all three worshipped by those who dwell on the earth. That seems to be the goal. It is often said that in the end days there will be no religion, but according to this, that is wrong, because what Satan wants is to be worshipped as God is worshipped. So there will be worship on the earth. It will just be false worship. It is also made very clear that no believer will enter into this worship, nor will any believer take the mark of the beast. The lines are drawn very clearly, and the ones who belong to God are identified by the fact that their names are written in the book of life of the Lamb. In fact, all who belong to Jesus have their names in the book of life of the Lamb. We know that because the names were written there before the foundation of the world. This is some of the hope that is found in this book of Revelation. Look for more as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.